Hello and welcome to the Impact Lab podcast, episode number one, hopefully of many, many, many episodes. I want to start the episode by telling you a story. Once upon a time, only kidding, when I graduated, I moved straight to Dubai. Dubai at that time was like a burgeoning place and it was coming out and it was growing incredibly fast. And I kind of felt like I would learn a lot there. And soon after that, I joined the same company, lastminute.com, but in the UK. My job in that company was to negotiate contracts. Ultimately, it was to negotiate contracts. Actually, I started supporting the team that negotiated contracts. And my main job was to do these things called cost models. All right, so you have to remember this is like early 2000s, and you know we were still sending contracts by fax machine. So Excel skills were pretty rare; like not many people had really sort of top Excel skills, and I certainly didn't. So we had to sort of do these cost models, and these cost models were quite complex because you had different seasons, you had different product types, you had different mixes of how many days someone would take a product for, and you created these sort of complex mixes of seasons, product, and duration to come out with a single number, which is essentially your target cost per product. And each cost model took about a day to do. Each individual cost model, when you had all the data, it took about a day to do. And so I would do these cost models day after day after day. In fact, it like got to the point where I was dreaming in like the matrix of Excel. It was basically all of my dreams had like the Excel matrix on there. It was driving me crazy. And I remember thinking, I've got to be more effective here because I'm not really like adding value. These cost models are important, but I could do a lot more if I could just get these cost models done quicker. And then I learned macros. And you know, macros, you could press three buttons together and run a macro. And then I learned how to import data automatically. And suddenly I'd created this system where you could build a cost model which would have taken a day in about 10 minutes. And there were hundreds of these cost models to do, and I did them all in a day. And then I went to my boss and super nice guy, Andy, one of the best managers I ever had. And I said, okay, I'm done. So what should I do now? And he went, you can't be done. I said, I'm done. Here's how I did it. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. I don't know what you should do. And I was like, okay, well, I'll find something to do. So then I thought, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add value to Andy. So Andy's going to go and sit down in these negotiations with his counterparts, with these cost models and all of the data around him. He's going to try and get the best possible price. The thing that he doesn't know is he doesn't know about the individual he's negotiating with. So I started doing deep research on the individuals who was going to be sitting opposite, and I started to give him information that would allow him to build a rapport and then understand that person's weaknesses and exploit those in the negotiation. And he really loved it, and that became like the new standard. And so they started giving me my own contracts to negotiate. And because I'd built these cost models and I understood almost like our suppliers' business models, at least as well as they did, but sometimes better than they did. So I started to be able to get incredibly good prices. Like I knew all of the little tools and tricks and techniques. And thankfully, you know, I was able to just talk. I'm pretty extroverted. So I was able to talk and just get the very best prices. And so I ended up at a really young age doing these, you know, tens of millions of dollar contracts, like in my early 20s for lastminute.com. And I realized really early that all of the people around me, they were doing a really great job, but they were just doing the job. They sat there and they had their tasks and they worked through their tasks and they never stopped and thought, wait, where's the value here? What are the things that if I did would add disproportionate value? And I learned really quickly that actually that is where people progress. They progress by doing the things that are exceptionally valuable over and over again, and not doing the things that don't add value. It's impact. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's all about how do you drive impact in different industries, in a world that's now sort of being taken over by AI. How do you as a person drive impact to the people that you work with, to the company that you work with, and ultimately to yourself and to your career? That's what I care about. 10 years ago, I was the CEO of a publicly listed company in the UK. I was actually the youngest public company CEO in the UK at the time. And I left the UK because I got really disillusioned with my own life, I guess. I started to feel like I wasn't adding value. you know, I was making money. I was making really, really good money. I don't think I've made as much since, if I'm honest. And I was making money for other people. It was a public company, and people were getting wealthy off my stock. But I felt like, surely there's more to life. And so I quit. I quit, and me and my family, we moved to Africa. And the idea was really simple. I had, you know, you could live quite cheaply in Africa. And I thought, right, I'm going to spend a year building a social enterprise. I'm just going to build a training center that teaches people digital skills and impact. And so I started doing that. And then as I started doing it, it became somehow a digital marketing agency. It was never supposed to be a digital marketing agency. But people who I knew from my contacts and my network kept coming back and saying, you know, could you do this for us? I was like, yeah, okay, because it helps. If you've got real case studies to work on, it helps with the training of these graduates. And then more clients started to come. And then it was like loads of clients started to come. And we never advertised. To this day, we've never advertised as a company. All of our clients were coming through referrals. And the reason they were coming through referrals is because this principle of focusing on the things that make a real impact was the entire principle I built the agency on. We only do the things that make the biggest impact. I'll give you an example. We took over a client, and one of the first things that we do is we analyze their historical data, right? So we looked at their historical LinkedIn post data, and we realized that there were three post types that had disproportionate amounts of engagement. And actually, they're the three post type. Well, they're three of the post types that to this day have the highest amount of engagement. They had done 52 posts in the previous month. And what we did is we put a plan together to use these three post types multiple times. And we ran in the next month just 11 posts. But those 11 posts generated four times the amount of reach, five times the amount of engagement, and 10 times the amount of new followers from the 50-odd posts from the previous month. And that's impact. It's focusing on the things that actually make a difference and doing them over and over again really well to the highest possible standard. And so we started getting all of these referrals. I've built a business, basically, on just focusing on impact. And I trained it to over 5,000 people around the world. And I've gotten to the point where I feel like I need to share this knowledge more broadly. And the triggering factor for this is the extensive use of AI. I use AI all of the time, as does everybody in our industry. There's no shame in it. It's like using Google. You've got to use the best tools that are available to you. The challenge is that AI is now sort of taking over the marketing industry. And marketing will evolve past AI. People don't tend to realize this. You see these ads for like AI agencies, start your AI agency and all of this, but AI is taking over the industry now, but ultimately what we do in marketing is we capture attention and we capture it through the senses, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the you're feeling how you smell and things like that, the things that you smell. So wherever the attention goes is where marketing goes. Once upon a time, content was king. We used to say that. It was a maxim, right? Content is king. And you could differentiate your agency or yourself based on the quality of your content, the quality of your copy, the quality of your design work, and the quality of and creativity of your video work and animation. And now we've moved into an era where content is no longer king. Content is a commodity. Where it used to take 3 days to create the perfect post for or the perfect reel for Instagram, you can create 100 in an hour now using AI. And that in and of itself isn't a problem, but what it means is that the social media channels and the content that exists on those channels is going to become over time less valuable, right? Because humans need human interaction. That's what we need. Yeah, so we need to feel like someone really put the effort in. Why is a Picasso so expensive? It's not because, you know, I was having this discussion with my daughter just a few days ago. She was like, yeah, but like I could have done that. It looks like a kid did it. I could have done it. And the point is you didn't do it. Someone did. And to get to the point where that made sense, they had to go through that whole journey. And so AI is going to, will continue to impact all of our lives, but marketing will evolve past AI. And it will evolve past AI to human interaction, to real content like this. Now, the challenge is, how do you know that I'm real? If you're watching this now in 2025, you can be quite sure. But what if you're watching in the middle of 2026? How do you know that this is really me looking at the camera and talking? Because AI will most definitely be able to mimic what I do. And in the episodes that we have, how will you know that the guests are real? You can take my word for it, but then there has to be a way to prove that I'm human, because that's actually where the value is. Alan Turing came up with the Turing test. Alan Turing cracked the Enigma code, or at least led the team that cracked the Enigma code, that essentially won the Second World War for the Allies. And the Turing test is a test of AI. And it's a pretty simple test. If you converse with an entity and you cannot tell whether it is an AI, then the AI has passed the Turing test. And of course, you know, Claude and Gemini and ChatGPT passed those tests many moons ago. But then, of course, that's not the real test, is it? Because when AI proliferates, as it is now, the real test is, are you human? Not are you an AI? And so every episode of the Impact Lab podcast will start with the reverse Turing test. And when you get to the next episode, you'll see what that means. But essentially, it's a very simple way for me and the guest, or me if it's a solo episode, to prove that it's really me as best as we possibly can. Okay, because obviously AI will evolve to the point where they'll be able to replicate the reverse Turing test, and then we'll have to come up with a new test. But essentially, the one thing that AI can't take control of is your memories, especially shared memories. So if you can demonstrate that there is a shared memory between two people at different places, then you can demonstrate that those two people are real. Okay. Now, at the very best, you'll be able to demonstrate that they're real to the people who know those people, but that's better than nothing. Yeah, because this is where we're going to get to. I can already see it. You know, I scroll through TikTok and Instagram Reels, and the amount of video content now that is AI that looks so real is unbelievable. And influencers and creators are really suffering from this. So there has to be a way for us as humans to prove that we are in fact human. And that is what the reverse Turing test is. So the Impact Lab podcast is, or the Impact Lab as a business, is actually the knowledge arm of Kush Digital, my digital marketing agency. So I've been doing this training for years now, but we never formalized it. We never formalized it into something. I would go to universities and to schools and to anyone who wanted, really, and do the training for free and get people to build these sort of foundational skills in marketing that allow them to see the world through the marketing lens, and build marketing campaigns that actually make an impact, and do the things in their careers that actually make an impact. And so with that in mind, you know, we decided to formalize it into the Impact Lab. So the Impact Lab, the website is theimpactlab.store. Obviously, there's three main elements to it. The first one is this podcast. The second one is free and paid training. So there's training modules on there which are paid, and there's training modules on there that will be free too. And I'll keep adding to those as we go over the months. And then the third one is consultancy, right? So in-house consultancy around impact and marketing and all of the things related. Right. This podcast exists because I'm basically tired of hearing podcasts where leaders talk about nothing for an hour. And what I really want is I want to get leaders in different industries to tell us the two or three things that make the real difference in their industry. Right? So if it's in analytics, if it's in strategic partnerships, if it's in NGOs, if it's in psychology or therapy, what are the things that make a real impact? And how is AI impacting that industry? Now, all of the content is globally relevant. You know, I've got guests from the UK and guests from, you know, the Middle East and guests from Africa. But our focus is really the GCC, right? So my focus is the GCC, particularly the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, Egypt, the Sudan, and other places in and around the Middle Eastern area. So all of the content will be translated. There'll be Arabic translations, Arabic subtitles, and hopefully that will allow everyone in the region to engage in this content. There's going to be sort of two types of episodes. So there'll be solo episodes, probably one or two solo episodes a month, and then one or two guest episodes a month. So I'm looking to try and do about four episodes every month. One of the recurring episodes that I'll be doing is, what the F did AI just do? And this is sort of born out of, like, I get like my news feeds every morning, and the amount of incredibly powerful things that AI is doing now is mind blowing. And I just think that most people don't know. Most people don't know the really cool stuff, but also the really scary stuff too. There's a lot of really scary stuff that AI is doing. So every month I'll do an episode just keeping everyone up to date on what AI has done that's blown my mind in the past month. And it has to be in the past month because it's happening all the time. Like, we used to think that the social media algorithms evolved quickly. AI is evolving at an extraordinary pace. It is essentially an arms race. And so, you know, I want to keep us on top of the arms race. What this isn't an echo chamber. This isn't like a sales pitch. I'm not going to be selling. There are sponsors, but we'll limit it to one sponsor ad in every episode, right? And those ads are less than a minute, so it'll be one time in every episode because we have to fund it. We have to keep this thing going. It's not about me, actually. You know, there are going to be solo episodes, of course, because I want to share all the knowledge and distill the knowledge that I've collected and distributed out. But actually, I'm really, really curious, and I hope that comes across in the episodes where we've got guests. You know, I'm handpicking guests that are going to really add value to you, to your career, to your business. But I'm handpicking them on the basis of the people that I want to talk to, that I want to explore. I want to dig into, like, what is it that you do, and why are you so effective? Why are you so good at what you do? And sort of dig that out of them. So that we can distill it down. And we'll have, like, another part of the impactlab.store will be thought leadership pieces, right? So posts on LinkedIn and all of the channels, as well as white papers. Maybe we'll do some workshops and webinars too. We'll see how it evolves, all right? Look, if you are a thought leader in your space and you want to be a guest on the show, you can email me, aziz@theimpactlab.store. If you know anyone who you think would make an amazing guest, again, you can email me, you can follow us on social media, and you can visit the website too and join our mailing list, and we'll do a monthly wrap up of everything that we've learned in the month via email. And the website is theimpactlab.store. I'm really excited about this. This is like a project that has been, you know, 10 years in the making. And so I'm really excited to see how it evolves over the coming months and years. I hope you'll be with me from the start of the journey, and you'll feed back to me. My LinkedIn is in the bio. And so I am looking forward to hearing from you. All right. Thank you very much for listening. And I look forward to seeing you in episode number 2.